It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Well, this week, the Ship Report and I are on vacation, and I thought while I was gone, it would be fun to share with you some archives from the Ship Report's past, from interviews that I have done in earlier years. And today, well, this week, actually, you're going to hear a person who was very instrumental in the development of the Ship Report and taught me a great deal about the maritime industry. And that is Columbia River Bar pilot Captain Robert Johnson. Captain Johnson's now retired, but I was able to pick his brain for many years and learn a great deal and did a lot of interviews with him. And so if you've been a longtime Ship Report listener, you have heard his voice many times on the Ship Report, but not lately. So I was looking through just my archives the other day and found this interview, which we're going to hear excerpts from this week, all about bulk carriers. Now, bulk carriers are the bread and butter of the maritime industry. And those ships that you see in the anchorage off downtown waterfront, they are bulk carriers. They're generally handy-sized bulk carriers. You've heard me use that term. So we're going to be talking this week on the Ship Report with Captain Johnson. You're going to hear excerpts from an interview that I did with him a number of years ago, all about the ins and outs, the basics, and a lot of detail about those bulk carriers. Here's Captain Johnson.
A bulk carrier is a ship that carries the cargo, a commodity, in bulk. To understand that, I'll describe a little bit of the ships. When you see the ship going by, you can see the raised forecastle. Normally, from that point, from the after side of the forecastle, back to where the house is, of which the house is normally on the stern on them, that whole center section of the ship is the cargo holds, normally divided up in between 4 and 7 hatches for the size ships that we have here.
So can you explain what a forecastle is, what the forecastle is for people who don't know?
The forecastle is the raised part on the bow of the ship. It's raised so that it creates more flotation up forward so that when the ship dives into a big sea, there's more flotation there. It protects the hatch covers. The hatch covers are the opening at the top of the hold, which is where the cargo is carried. Hatch covers are extremely important to the safety of a ship in that they are probably the weakest link that water entry into the cargo holds, which can cause the ship to sink. So hatch covers are a very important part of a ship.
Sounds like it.
So you've got let's say the normal size ship that we have here has 5 cargo holds. The cargo holds are this big empty space. There's normally topside tanks, which are ballast tanks at the under the main deck. And they're triangular shaped in cross section. Then you've got a straight side, and you've got hopper sides at the bottom of the cargo hold, which forces the cargo into the center under the hatch cover. So when it's discharged, it's all out where the discharging equipment can get a hold of it. And then the floor of a cargo hold is called the tank top, and under that is double bottom, which is where ballast or fuel oil is carried. There's normally about 1 to 2 meters, depending on the size of the ship. So 3 to 6 feet of double bottom under the bottom of the cargo hold. On the sides, you've got frames. Outside those frames is the plating that makes the outside skin of the ship. So you're right next to the side of the ship. There are ladders on either end to get down to the bottom. If it's over a certain height, those ladders have to have a platform midway down so that you only go down partway and then you can stop and rest. Traditionally, in the past, they were just straight ladders and too many people fell and got hurt, so they changed that. So the bulk cargo is just put loose into that space. So in the case of grain, it's poured in with an elevator, from an elevator. In the case of coal, there's some sort of a reclaiming machine that takes it from big stacks back in a yard, and it's put on conveyor belts and just dumped into the ship. Iron ore is handled the same way. other ore cargoes are handled the same way. So it's just poured loose into the ship.
So in when I think of that, the first thing that comes to mind is that what prevents it from shifting around during a storm and throwing the ship off balance so it flips or, you know, capsizes? Or,
That's the reason for those topside tanks that are triangular in shape. They cause the cargo hold to be self-trimming, which means you, as long as you get the cargo, grain cargoes shift, ore cargoes, coal don't shift. But grain has an angle of repose of 23 degrees, this angle right here. And if you roll more than 23 degrees, which is not uncommon, grain will move. So grain flows quite a bit. And bulk carriers are specifically designed so that even if it shifts the maximum amount, it's not enough to cause the ship to capsize. Prior to bulk carriers, when grain was carried in bulk in general cargo ships, you had to put shifting boards in so that that was controlled. Now with bulk carriers, that's not necessary. One of the bulk carriers came about, they really became a common type of ship probably in the 50s. It's hard to even imagine that we didn't have bulk carriers before, but they are a relatively new type of ship. And they are designed to be very economical. They're relatively inexpensive to build. They're designed for versatility, so you can carry many different types of bulk cargoes. And they're relatively expensive, inexpensive to operate. So they are very economical for moving commodities. The types of cargoes that are carried in bulk, most of the cargo in the Columbia River is grain, although we also are shipping potash, which is a fertilizer, in bulk out of the river, soda ash, which is used for making glass, petroleum coke, which is one of the products used to make steel. And in the bigger picture of the world, iron ore is the largest commodity shipped in bulk. That's usually done in very large ships, up to 300,000 gross or deadweight tons. Coal is also shipped in huge quantities in large ships. Those are the two biggest dry bulk commodities. Grain is the third largest. And then there's what's called the minor bulks, which are ores like nickel, chromium, copper, lead. Ores are shipped in bulk.
You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You just heard from Captain Robert Johnson, retired Columbia River bar pilot, talking about bulk carriers. This is from an interview that I did a number of years ago with him. The Ship Report will return in its regular format on Monday, October 21st. Have a great day.